sexual taboos, an affair gone wrong, and perhaps revenge are just some of the themes covered in the play Blackbird. It opened last night at the Berkeley Street Theater downstairs. Our theater critic Lynn Slotkin was there. She's here to tell us more. Lynn, hello.
Hi, Matt.
Sounds like a sexual thriller. Is it?
No.
Oh.
No. Much more than
well,
that.
All right, then.
A playwright, David Harrower, has written a much more provocative play than just a sexual thriller. About 15 minutes into the play, Harrower drops a bombshell. And since this information is so important to the whole play, I have to give it away.
Okay.
So, you know, spoiler alert, be aware.
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep. Una and Ray had a sexual relationship 15 years before. It lasted 3 months. It ended badly. Ray seemed to have taken off when both of them were in a seaside hotel. They were having a tryst. He just takes off. He gave her no reason, and he hasn't seen her since. Una finds him 15 years later to confront him about what happened all that time before. Here's the thing. Ray is now 55 and Una is 27. So I'll just wait a little while you do the math.
15 years
that
ago.
That is correct. Yes, she was 12 years old when they had their affair.
Is this a play about pedophilia?
I think it's not as simple as that,
okay.
Which is one of the intriguing things about this very difficult play. Ray did go to jail. He changed his name because he had to protect himself. He's in a new relationship with an adult woman. He's got a new job. He swears to Una that he never slept with another kid. He's tried to get on with his life. Meanwhile, it seems Una has not been able to escape or change her name. Her parents blame her for the trouble that has happened to them. The judge accused her in this trial of suspiciously adult yearnings, which certainly suggests that she was not totally innocent even as a 12-year-old. And it's clear that both these people have been damaged by what's passed between them. There is unfinished business and questions to be answered in this play.
It's kind of difficult to get around the subject matter
here.
I mean, I'm still kind of hung up on that. So can you get beyond that?
Not necessarily. Not if you can get around it if you listen to the characters and listen to how deep the situation goes.
Yeah.
You know, nobody is really judged here. The situation is not clear cut. Of course, there's the main subject is really difficult. A relationship with a minor, it's pretty prickly stuff. But we're told that, for example, we're told that Ray pushed Una into the room when the play begins, when he sees her, which suggests some aggression and some tension, violence even. Yet Harrower doesn't have that scene in this play. We don't actually see that happen. It's referred to, but we don't see it. That makes a difference in how we perceive the situation on the stage. Instead, it starts with Una and Ray looking at each other for a very long pause. That can be effective for drawing the audience into their dynamic. Harrower writes in a spare, minimalist way, fragmented sentences, just like people would start a sentence and then change to another thought partway through. Some might consider it reminiscent of David Mamet, but I don't think it really is. More, it's like shards of poetry on a line. And by keeping things simple and fragmented, Harrower challenges us to question all of the implications of the play, and not necessarily to judge the way it's written. It's a frighteningly plausible insight into the minds of two people who might find themselves caught in the situation. It's about loneliness, love, desperation, and intoxicating temptation. And that's reality more complex than just your usual, rip from the headline story of an old man and a young girl. I wondered about the title because there's no reference to Blackbird.
Blackbird.
Maybe it's the song. I Googled. Thank God for Google.
Mm-hmm.
Blackbird is symbolic of temptation. So in a way, both Una and Ray are the blackbird for the other, temptation for the other.
Very tricky material.
Yes.
Though. So how does the production do?
Well, it's the latest production from Studio 180, which is a terrific theater company that does edgy work like Stuff Happens, The Laramie Project, The Arab Israeli Cookbook. And I'm grateful that they've introduced Blackbird to the city because few other companies would have the guts to do this challenging work on their stages. And while some of it's praiseworthy, I did have trouble with the production. Previously, Zendaya found director Joel Greenberg to be clear and bold in his direction. But with Blackbird, it's almost as if he's too respectful of the text. He doesn't let the characters stray off of the page exactly as written. And the result is that in one case at least, the delivery comes out rather static and almost artificial. As Ray, Hardy T. Lynam is multifaceted, wounded, frightened, and guilt-ridden. He does deliver the lines as a man confused and caught, and he knows how to work that jarring aspect of the line fragments, and the result is a credible character. Mm. My problem is with Jessica Greenberg as Una. Yes, she is Joel Greenberg's daughter. She's also an accomplished actress. Mm-hmm. She, too, has done good work elsewhere, but she misses the depth of Una. And the lines come out choppy and unnatural. People do talk this way, rapidly changing half sentences, especially when agitated. But in this case, it doesn't sound like that. She seems tetchy and not varied, and certainly lacking in the sexual dynamic that's there. Perhaps it's inexperience, but I think Una is deeper than what she's giving, and that's a shame. But in sum, I think the play is terrific. I also think Hardy Lynam was wonderful in it. But I have to be honest and leave it to, people decide to see it or not.
Tricky material. Lynn, yeah. Thank you.
Pleasure.